Gospel of Mark in chapter number 10, the Gospel of Mark chapter number 10, beginning in verse number 46 down to verse number 52, Mark records this story. He says, "And they came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.' And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent, but he cried out all the more, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.' And Jesus stopped and he said, 'Call him.' And they called the blind man, saying to him, 'Take heart, get up, he is calling to you.'" Verse number 50, "And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and he came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, 'What do you want me to do for you?' And the blind man said to him, 'Rabbi, let me recover my sight.'" Verse 52, "And Jesus said to him, 'Go your way, your faith has made you well.'" He says, "And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way." We've been doing this series on brokenness, and last week we began a second part of the series, and that is When the Broken Speak. And this second part of the series is really about looking at some men and women in the Bible who experienced brokenness and sought after healing by God's hand and God's sovereign power, specifically in Christ Jesus. Last week, remember that we looked at the woman of Luke chapter number 7, and we could categorize her brokenness as a brokenness of the spirit. That is, that everything in her life had really fractured, that there was not much left, that her life was in fragments, as it were, with no ability to put it back together. And so she found herself in a place of desperation where her spirit was completely broken without any hope. And so she came to Jesus and she laid it all at his feet. She believed that Jesus was big enough to solve her problems. Now this morning, what I want to do is I want to look at a man known to us as Bartimaeus. And I want to speak on the subject matter of a broken body or broken in blindness or blinded eyes. And as we look at this, what you're going to see is that this story is a little bit different than the other. This story sets up very interestingly. Jesus has been performing signs and miracles and wonders. He's been going around the Judean region and he's been proclaiming the kingdom of God. He's been telling everyone about the goodness of God and the kingdom of heaven here at hand. But now as we come to the end of Mark chapter 10 and we turn into Mark chapter 11, he has set his course into a collision course with the cross. That is, that he has set his mind and his feet towards heading towards Jerusalem. In fact, the very next thing that we're going to encounter in Mark chapter number 11 is that Jesus is going to experience the triumphant entry. That is, when he comes into Jerusalem and the people are waving these palm branches, they're shouting out messianic terms and they're letting the people know, hey, look, this is the Christ, the Messiah, the one who's been promised. He has come into the world. So we're nearing the end, as it were, of Jesus' earthly ministry. All that needed to be said had been said. The miracles that needed to have been done and signs and wonders that needed to be performed, they've all been done. And now it is, as we come to this moment, he has set his mind, he set his task to that most monumental moment, the greatest moment in human history, when he would die on the cross and purchase for us freedom in him. He would purchase the forgiveness of sins on our behalf. And he set his mind or his purpose, as it were, to coming to that moment. In fact, it's really hard to explain this unless you read the entire Gospel of Mark from chapter 1 to the end of chapter 10 this morning. But over and over again in the Gospel of Mark, people are trying to pronounce Jesus as the king. They're trying to set him up as the Messiah. And over again, Jesus has not allowed them to do so. But now as you come to the end of chapter 10, he has changed course. He has set his mind, he set his actions, he set his course directly on this monumental moment, this collision course with the cross itself, as it were. And we come to the end of chapter number 10, and right before that comes the story of the healing of a blind man known to us as the man by the name of Bartimaeus. In John chapter 10, verses 46 to 52, his story is recorded, and it begins in verse 46. Mark tells us that Jesus was on his journey to Jerusalem, and they had come by way into the city of Jericho. Now, there were two cities at the time of Mark's writing by the name of Jericho. One was the ancient city that we so often hear stories about in Scripture. And the second, which is probably in view here, was the city that was built by Herod the Great. It was also called Jericho. And it was on the road to Jerusalem. It was in between the River Jordan and Jerusalem. And it became a place of great travel and busyness, specifically at this time of year. You recall what's going on. Jesus is coming into Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover with his disciples, his apostles, for a final moment. And as it was at this point in history, at this moment in the calendar,